here's a story from The World.
In the final weeks of Donald Trump's time in the White House, he's kept the presidential pen close at hand. This week, he used it to proclaim Human Rights Week. As the world's Rupa Shenoy reports, this could turn out to be the final salvo in the Trump administration's campaign to redefine what global human rights means.
Trump's proclamation this week praises the U.S. founding fathers for enshrining human rights and sharing them with the international community, even though plenty of people had talked about human rights before them, says Lauren Turek. She's a foreign relations historian at Trinity University in Texas.
A lot of these were not new ideas, but the founders put them into their founding documents, and now the United States has this responsibility to, from their perspective, promote those core constitutional values of the United States everywhere.
Turek just published a book about evangelical influence on human rights and U.S. foreign relations, and she says this view of the American founders as instrumental in bringing human rights to the world, it inspired a key group of white evangelical conservatives decades ago.
In the late 60s and early 70s, evangelicals are pretty worried about what they're seeing happening in the world, which is that there is a huge population boom in the global south. So in countries in Africa, in Asia, in the, you know, the Middle East and elsewhere. And those were countries that were not predominantly Christian.
She says this group saw it as their duty to spread the gospel to those places, and they wanted the U.S. to make sure the people there had the right to convert. In the 1990s, conservative evangelicals lobbied to pass the International Religious Freedom Act. It set up an office in the State Department to work specifically on religious freedom.
They really see this as a humanitarian cause because all of these billions of people in the world haven't had the opportunity to be saved. So to them, it's sort of like, how can you even have free speech? How can you have a free press if you don't have freedom of conscience?
Critics say that, acting on this thinking, the Trump administration has tried to divide human rights into two categories. One category is unalienable. Those are the rights bestowed by God and named in the U.S. Constitution, like freedom of religion. The other category is man-made. Those are the human rights that have been recognized by governments and international treaties in the last 70 years, like LGBTQ and reproductive rights. International relations and human rights professor Kurt Mills says those man-made rights have always been the subject of debate. He's at the University of Dundee in Scotland.
There's always been pushback, and I think there will continue to be pushback. It just happened to be the case that the Trump administration took that pushback and ran with it.
In particular, Mills says, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, himself an evangelical Christian, ran with it. Pompeo set up a commission that looked at which human rights should be considered unalienable in U.S. foreign policy.
As human rights claims have proliferated, some claims have come into tension with one another, provoking questions and clashes about which rights are entitled to gain respect.
Critics say the commission's report supports the view that there's a hierarchy of human rights, with freedom of religion at the top, providing justification for Trump administration policies that limit women's rights. Kurt Mills says the U.S. has also set a precedent for other nations to define human rights on their own terms.
The fact that Trump was not reelected means that a lot of these ideas are going to go underground to a certain extent, but they're still going to be out there. And they're still going to allow people who have this agenda of narrowing human rights to keep throwing these arguments out and provide at least pseudo-intellectual support for their arguments.
Pompeo also raised the profile of religious rights by partnering with faith organizations, holding annual ministerials to advance religious freedom, creating an International Religious Freedom Alliance, and training foreign service officers on religious freedom issues. Randy Thompson at the University of Washington in Seattle studies how American religion interacts with U.S. foreign policy.
Pompeo has really institutionalized the pursuit of religious freedom as part of U.S. foreign policy by elevating the International Religious Freedom Office in the State Department and then holding these really high-profile events that have made it clearer to allies that this is a real way to court favor with the United States in ways that I think are going to be lasting.
A year from now, President-elect Joe Biden will be the one issuing a proclamation for Human Rights Week. Activists who want to see a broader range of human rights honored equally hope he'll do more than simply undo what the Trump administration did, says Akhila Radhakrishnan at the Global Justice Center.
With the flick of a pen, there are certain things that Biden can do, but I don't know that it will address what allowed some of this to happen in the first place.
She says if previous U.S. administrations and the founding fathers had done more to live up to the human rights obligations they espoused, we wouldn't still be debating the question of which human rights should be honored. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.